What we are going to ask the court is to give an order for the ECN to release certain documents that we need to enable us to do a proper audit of the election results, because we are disputing the results that we announced due to some serious irregularities that we uncovered. And what we are asking the judge today is to order the ECN to release a set of documents to us in our case so that we can then do a proper audit.
Balai Bole, both local and international observers described the election as free, fair, and credible, and that some of the instances you're talking about were not widespread and could not have adversely affected the result of the election.
I think that that is completely wrong, because what the international observer, which is mainly the SADC, we are not very surprised. I mean, they have always been having such reports, even after the Zimbabwean elections were rigged in Angola, etc. I mean, the facts on the ground show differently. As you can see, the reports of the non-governmental organizations completely differ from the ones of the SADC and the other observers.
The Electoral Commission has said that your agents were at the polling station during and after the election, and they signed that they saw the process was pretty free. So what are you contesting here?
No, not really. I mean, I think that what really happened is the complete contravention of the Act. What has happened is that when the poll stations closed, after counting, all the results were supposed to be posted, to be displayed at the polling station. This did not happen. In about 98% of the polling stations did not happen. Where it happened, they were even ordered to remove the result. And that is the first contravention. And then secondly, they established the so-called verification centers that do not exist in the Act. And after transferring, when our agents were demanding that they should be allowed, or the presiding officers should post the results on the board at the polling stations, they refused and said, well, they have been asked to forward the materials to so-called verification centers, where they actually, we believe, where they cooked up the numbers of what happened at the polling stations. Different, I mean, because we have, in some of our affidavits, clearly showing the results that were announced at the polling stations differed completely from the ones that were announced at the ECN.
Didn't your agents at the specific polling stations attest to the correctness of the figures that were announced, and they signed to it, and that is why figures were transferred to the ECN to be broadcast?
That should be the procedure, that the polling agent should sign the result sheet. But this did also not happen. Eventually, on Sunday, it happened during the first hours of the Sunday morning. But by 12 midday, we were getting reports from all our agents throughout the country that they had not been allowed to sign the result sheet. And the result sheet, people were being told that the counting should no longer take place in some of the polling stations, that the books were being transferred to so-called verification centers. So this was a complete violation of the Act by the ECN officials, and just for the reason known to themselves, because we did not expect that. We were all taken by surprise that all of a sudden there were verification centers that do not exist, that the law does not provide. So we believe, and we have strong evidence to prove, that the verification centers were used to change the numbers of some of the numbers that were earlier collected at the individual polling stations.
What do you want to achieve by the court challenge today? And do you think you're going to get it?
Of course. I think we believe in the rule of law in Namibia, and we believe in our justice system. So I think the facts that are going to be presented before the court today will prove as right. And what we want to prove is to the nation that actually there was massive rigging, and also to disprove the SADC observers who came here and told the nation and the national community otherwise.
There are suggestions out there that your opposition coalition are just sore losers, and because President Hifikepunye Pohamba has won over 75% of the vote, you just have to do something.
Let the court prove that. That's what we are saying. We want what we are going to present. Let the court decide on that. We are not going. If the court decide otherwise, we'll accept. But what we are saying, we have enough evidence to prove that there was massive rigging in this election.
Do you think that what happened, the instances that you talked about, were so widespread that they could have significantly altered the result of what the ECN produced?
Absolutely. That I can say without any hesitation. Absolutely.